Sometimes when you go to Tofel Cailin, the water's very cold and maybe it's dirty as well, and you don't really want to get your hands wet and cold and dirty. So you've got a cup that you want to Tofel. So you think that you'll just immerse the cup itself in the water and hold on to the handle and therefore not have to get your hand actually into the water. Or you've got a pan that you need to immerse, and again, you'll immerse the pan itself but keep hold of the handle and not immerse the handle. However, that's not a satisfactory solution, because the Shulchan Aruch in Yoreh Deshim and Kuf Kaf If Yud Bet says that you also have to tovel the hand or the handle of a kli whilst you're toveling it. And this is based on comments of the Mordechai, who says that this isn't kashering a kli. When you kasher a kli, you only need to kasher the part of the kli that's absorbed the tumah. But here, there's a specific din of toveling the kli, and we're not interested whether this part of the kli touches the food or doesn't touch the food. The whole kli needs to be tovled, and therefore, seeing as the handle is part of the keli, so therefore the handle also needs to be tovled as well. Questions that come up as far as this is concerned is, number one, what about if the handle is made from a material which isn't chayv in tefilat kelim? So you've got a pot, and the pot is made out of metal, but the handle is made out of plastic or wood. Does that need tefilat kelim? So the poskim say, Rav Eliashiv and others, say that it does need tefilat kelim, because this is a keli as a whole that needs tefilat kelim, because part of it is metal, and therefore the entire keli needs to be tovled. The other important observation that they make in this regard is that the dinner of chatzitza also apply to the handle as well as to the body of the keli itself. So you might have taken off all any stickers from the cup itself, but if there's a sticker on the handle, could possibly certainly be the case with a pan, then you would need to remove that sticker as well before toveling it. An interesting extension, if you like, of this din is discussed according to those poskim that say that electrical appliances need tefila b'mikvah. So what about the electric cord? Does that need to be tovled as well? Is that regarded as part of the keli in the same way that the handle is regarded as part of the keli? So Rav Vozna and a number of other poskim say that it's not. The electric cord is something separate to the keli. It's just attached to it to make it turn on, but it's not actually part of it and therefore doesn't need immersion in the mikveh. However, Rav Eliashiv is recorded as saying that it does need immersion in the mikveh. What if you buy a pot and the handle comes separately to it so that it'll fit nicely in the box, and you're supposed to screw on the handle yourself? So you look at the handle and say, oh, the handle's plastic, don't need to do tefilat kelim on it. You just take the pot as it is to the mikveh and immerse that, and then bring it home and put the handle onto it. Is that acceptable or not? So the poskim say that l'chatchila you should actually screw it on before immersing it, but if you immersed it before screwing it on, then that's also acceptable, because at the time that you did tefillah on the keli, the pot is a pot by itself. It functions as a pot even without the handle. And the handle is clearly not a kli su'uda or a kli achila, and therefore it's got nothing to do with preparing food in of itself and doesn't require tefillat kelim. And therefore, you can just screw it on afterwards. But ideally, it should be screwed on before you do the tefillah. Big question sometimes comes up is, what if you've got a keli with a very long handle and it won't fit into the mikveh? Perhaps you've got a special sort of frying pan for frying sausages at a campfire or something like that, with a handle that's a metre long, so that you can stand at a distance from the campfire and fry your sausages or your eggs. What's the din going to be there? Or I suppose you could have some sort of long fork for holding the sausages into the campfire. It's got a handle of a metre long, 2 metres long maybe, so that you can stand at a distance and hold your sausages in. What are you going to do about that? So, interestingly, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention that you need to tovel the entire keli in one go. And perhaps we could assume from that omission that you could do it in two goes, total half the keli, and then total the other half of the keli. And in actual fact, the Tiferet Yisrael, in his commentary on Masechet Kelim in Perek Kaf Hei, Boaz Sivkatan Dalad, suggests that that's the shita of the Shulchan Aruch, that a keli doesn't need to be tovled all in one go. The din of something needing to be tovled all in one go, he suggests, only applies to Tumah D'oraita. But in this case, we've got no Tumah here. There's a din of Tfilat Kelim, but there's no Tumah that's being removed. And therefore, conceivably, one could say that according to the Shulchan Aruch, and indeed he says the Rambam as well, you don't need to tovel it all in one go. However, despite the omission of the Shulchan Aruch, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Chochmat Adam and the Pitchei Tshuva all say that the whole keli has to be tovled in one go. So I guess in that case, the best thing to do would be to tovel it either in the sea or take it to a person's mikveh and immerse it in a person's mikveh. Ad kan.